Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
In the name of Jesus, your rents are paid. In the name of Jesus, you build the house. In the name of Jesus. So that is why you will not be in a situation where you're saying, Kai, this Tinubu, this regime, Kai, things are tough, The Bible says, when men say there's a casting down, you and I will say what? There's a lifting up. Glory to God. Because we are seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible says we are more like aliens upon the face of the earth. When men look at us, because everything about us is different. We stand as standards for them. The Bible says we don't talk like them because we are not conformed to the systems of the world. But we have been what? Transformed by the renewal of our mind with God's word, isn't it? So you definitely will sound very strange to unbelievers. Very strange. If you are not sounding very strange to unbelievers, you are not a believer. You must be sounding very strange. Very, very strange. Because the Bible says when men are saying there's a casting down, you will not say, what this country is hard. Mm-mm. It's not hard for you. It can't be hard for you. Then say it's not hard. The Bible said Jesus sustained all things by the words of His power. That's how powerful words are. The mouth of one that has authority or understands authority. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That where the words of a king is, there's power. Hallelujah to Jesus. The centurion looked at Jesus and said, I understand authority and I know you are a man of authority. Because he's a military man. He said, you are a man of authority. You know, I was speaking to some people in the house today. I said, our president say when he sends people, they don't go. You know, they were speaking for him. Somebody, person was speaking for the president. He said, I won't blame the president because when he gives command to the COAS, the CDS, COAS means Chief of Army Staff, to the CDS, and when I give him, they don't go. So I cannot blame the president. He's doing his best. And I said, bullshit. That means they don't understand authority. The president don't even know where he's occupying. I go in the barracks and I hear generals say things like this. When we talk, even fly respond. Talk less of human being. They have ears. That's when you discover fly and cockroaches have ears. How can you be the president in charge of Nigeria? Federal Republic of Nigeria. Commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and you talk, armed forces are not listening. Alright, so that centurion would have never come to our president if he was on the face of the earth, because our president is going to be a bad example for authority. Are we together? So they would have not made that mistake. I mean, if our president was in the Bible days, nobody would have known him. His name would have not been mentioned. So, are you here? Yeah, he would have been more like a taboo. Especially because of what is happening today, I really cannot contain it. Some non-entities stop someone who is a president. How do they call them? Presidential candidates from entering the state, some nincompoops. They paid them probably $100 million. The money bought their destiny. And they went and were misbehaving. People's father and potential fathers misbehaving on the streets, stopping somebody from coming to see the damage happening in the state. And I'm wondering, what is really happening in our state? If this is what life is, then life should not exist. And thank God that's not the definition of life. It's so strange, it's so useless, it's so unbelievable. Are we together? You know, I spoke about authority. That's why I had to touch this place, because it's so terrible. And the whole world are insulting our state today, are insulting even the governor. I mean, he deserves it 1 billion times. You know, I was talking somewhere, somebody said, you have to be careful, these people kill. The Bible says, fear the one that can kill both spirit and body and put it in hell. If this is what you call life, that you fear somebody in authority when they are doing rubbish and cannot talk, you are a coward. You are not living. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are not living. I mean, if everybody here is sitting and they're like, who will talk? No, kill us. Who the hell are they? People who just oxygen, cut short oxygen, they stop living. When I saw what happened today, I wonder when this state, not just Nigeria, when this state will be better. And they took stones and stole in somebody's car. For somebody we know is the best candidate that's ever hit this country. Yet, the human eye cannot see it. Now you understand why Jesus came to a world doing nothing and they say crucify him. I'm sure you're understanding. If he came to Benue, they would have crucified him on arrival. And the person that is the governor is representing him. What a joke. Hallelujah to Jesus. I couldn't think straight since in the morning. I couldn't just believe whatever I was seeing online. I was wondering. I think this is where Jesus stood from. I'm not sure it's Jesus. Well, it's not Jesus according to right exegesis. This should be why angels wanted to have a new generation. I'm even wondering if an ark is being prepared by somebody so that we'll go and enter, because these people of this state, it seems flood is about to happen a second time. Lord, have mercy. Are you here? Jesus, have mercy. That's wish to pray prayers like that too. And I hope you will not grow to become like that. Huh? You will never grow to become like that. I will not talk, he's from my village. I will not talk, he's our people. Our person has gotten it, me too. Let my person enjoy. There's no way you will make heaven with that kind of mindset, straight to hell. Somebody say, if you support APC, you go to hellfire. I believe it's so strong. Very strong. See how some of you are looking at me. Okay, support. If you support evil, there's no way you go to heaven. Somebody say, Pastor Simon, why do you call the party before? Why will I not call it? I know some of you are sitting there and watching me. I hope you, if you are offended, just stand up and leave this church immediately. We can't move forward with such stupidity and uselessity. I was watching a video, some sort of on Facebook. I came across it coincidentally. And the professor was teaching in the class. I don't know if some of you would have seen it. I'm sure if I saw it, maybe some people too saw it. And he told the lady to leave the class. I don't know if some of you saw that video. And the lady, just like that, he came inside the class. He said, stand up, young lady, and leave. And she said, sir, why? He said, my friend, I don't want to repeat myself. And she left the class. And everybody became more afraid of the professor. They were wondering, what is it that she did not sit well or something? So he started teaching. Then he now stopped and said, what I did, was it right? And he said, no, sir. He now said, why did you people not talk? They all kept quiet. He said, because it didn't happen to you, or because probably you are scared or something. He said, that is why foolishness keeps on abounding upon the face of the earth. Are we together? And my mind went straight to something. Straight to something. Straight to something. I asked myself, no logical human being will be quiet considering the foolishness happening in our country right now. There is no spiritual knowledge that can cover for a man of God not speaking against injustice in a nation. There is no mystery. Say, they are not talking because of something you don't understand. There is no useless thing to understand. If they are not talking, they are not talking. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You need to understand these things. You think we are being foolish people. You know, some of these young ministers, they are quiet because they want to have cars and build big churches. So they are trying to pave their way by useless forms of honor. Not because they love Jesus. And if I talk, they will say me I talk. Because I remember I heard someone said something so useless. Very influential one time. He said, there was one young boy who was talking too much, who just closed his destiny. I said, so somebody has the power to close another person's destiny? There's this young pastor who was just talking to me. We just off his lights. You off somebody's light. The person is not even a serious person. I was telling my wife, I said, the way I have my, I do God, the way I do God. You know, she caught me one time praying one way. It was not a nice way. It was not nice. It was so anyhow, the prayer. Maybe I was rolling on the ground, my face was squeezed anyhow. How to cry, I didn't know how to cry. I was just in the form so untidy. Not a nice thing, my face, you know. Not looking so fine, like the regular me. I said, Pastor Simon, she watched me for a while. Then I stood up and arranged my cute face again for her. I said, how are you? Then everything changed. She was so amazed. This is how you pray? You do this kind of stunts in prayer? I mean, you can lie down like this and I said, in this world, in heaven and on earth, there is nobody that I have. I only know one force that controls things I can see. And that's God Almighty. So I told her, as long as I can pray, I am not scared of anything in this world. It is the day I stop praying that I know that my own is finished. And the day I stop praying, I've stopped living. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And that's why I pray the way I pray. If not, wicked people in this world will not allow you to go far. There are some wicked people that will never allow you to go far. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? There is nobody with you know, that will see what is happening and keep quiet. Look at what is happening in our country. If I think about it, I feel like throwing up sometime. Like there was a season in this country, it's not too long, where children's bone, they were packing it in yellow water. Children's bone. Maybe if I say that one, you think is the height of it. We've come to a point in this city, let's be realistic, that death does not move anybody. Not because we are not emotional people. We have heard it too much that it is not a severe news again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Oh my goodness. Do you people understand what I'm saying? I think you should. It's not a severe thing again. Like, they'll just say they saw one dead body somewhere. Everybody will be moving. Say, how many is it? Oh, thank God it's just one. No. The thing is not moving us too much again. We are used to it. In fact, they can say 20 people die yet. Somebody will start, is a lie, it's not 20, it's 15. They say 200 died, say it's 50 that died. In the name of, if it's 200, it is, you are joking with the lives of people. Thinking this world is your home. You build the world. It's so funny. And I'm not just talking about stopping at the government level. It's happening every day. People live careless lives. No conscience. You would think this government, present government will have is the worst. Till another person claims that. All those while we're saying Nigeria was corrupt, we didn't know Tinubu was coming. That's how we'll be here thinking that this is the worst we have had. Till one young boy stand up somewhere. So it starts from this very, very level. Check yourselves. Are you listening to me? This wonderful. Check yourself. I mean, there are people who go to church who love God according to them. Then when election comes, they'll go and vote APC. They love God. You'll be thinking God is the problem. When we in Nigeria, God should come and help us. They attend church. They attend church. But they want to vote for their language person. Not for somebody who has the potency to do well. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Then you think we are going somewhere in this country. I was talking to someone lately. I said, I think I heard one of the worst things. I don't know how true it is. But look at what is happening with a senator. Senator is president of bandits in this country. Sitting senator. And you know the worst thing? We are legislating it. Some bunch of he-goats wrote and said nobody should arrest the person. In this country. You know, some of you are like, I bet Pastor Simon should forget politics. He should preach to us. It's when they come and carry your house and your roof and go and keep in Zambeza Forest that you know that this sin is a problem. So now, my job as a man of God is to teach faith. I'm called to teach faith. Firstly, we know you don't even know what you are saying because nobody is called to teach faith. I'm called to teach faith. You know, some of you think I'm criticizing. You don't know the pain. And you are telling us to talk. We men of God, we are suffering in the country. We are like normal human beings. Till it comes to you teaching on honor. And the Lord's anointed. There's something on my life. Now talk to president. Say all of us are the same. I heard somebody talking about what happened in Egypt. He's just saying, you know, it's more like a joke. They say the God that saved Israel, he will save you. The person, I don't know what to call them, bloggers or comedian or whatever. He now said, it's only Israel that this is your God you used to save. It's your God that used to save Nigeria. And I just smiled. And the Holy Spirit told me somebody was at the forefront that God used and saved Israel. Go and check it. God did not just come and save Israel. Somebody went and said, Pharaoh, let God's people go. For every generation God saved the people, somebody went to the forefront. Go and check throughout the book of Judges. There's always one person God says, go to the front and talk. It's only in Nigeria that God stopped that kind of thing. In Nigeria. In Nigeria, God used to send prophets to go and tell Pharaoh, let the people go. God used to tell prophets to go and sit with Pharaoh and celebrate birthdays and pray for their thanksgiving. Then when Pharaoh sit down, they'll see favor. There's a level you get to where God sends influential men. In this generation, if Pharaoh was alive, if he attends the church, they'll say it's the oil of favor. There are certain levels you get to God send some kind of men. I told somebody, God, he said, Pastor Samuel. I said, God cannot tell any pastor when that yellow water thing happened. I said, if God inspired any pastor not to change his message, that person is not worshiping God in this country. At that Sunday, that season. If you saw a pastor in this country who just comes to the pulpit and say, we want to talk about faith. See, God will change that message immediately. What can a man offer in exchange of? In Jos is like every day. Every day. We in Makurdi don't care, but it's happening in the local government almost every day. You know, somebody was telling me, say, Pastor, if you keep talking like this, they will frustrate you in the state, you will go. I said, before, I want to come before. I will go now. But I tell you the truth. I'm not trying to be braggadocious. I'm not talking out of foolishness. This government is one of the most foolish governor that has ever hit this state. They should look for me. They should come and meet me. I live in welfare quarters. They should come to my house. Let them carry me. Let me see the worst they can do. I truly don't care. We've had it enough. Are people getting what I'm trying to say? It's too bad. Look at the country. Look at the state. I was watching the videos in Yalwata. I hid it in my room crying because I didn't want anybody to see my tears. Children, no hands. If they tell the child, what made you not to have hands, maybe while he's 30, you say he fought in a village. That's why I don't have hands. Innocent kids burned to ashes. They were carrying the skull of small children. Yet you have the impetus to want to reduce the number for political gain. Somebody asked me one time, he said, what party do you support? Let all the governors who have ever hit this state never come again. If they want to, let them carry one colonel and come and keep. Let's know we are under military regime. At least the bandits understand orders. If not, they should just look, let them go. Don't think I'm following any party. You see all this state? When it comes to this state, I don't know. I don't think we have seen. We are not close to Messiah. We have not seen anything close to the Messiah. Don't think as I'm not here, I'm there. I'm not anywhere. Because as we are talking about this, if you are thinking of another person, there are demons and devils. When it's in a state, we have SGF. They are still killing people everywhere. We want to. I hear people do useless arguments. SGF, what is? Why are you arguing that rubbish? That one has gone. Don't even bring that matter here. Let's be serious. We should not even be discussing these people. They don't have anything to offer. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They have nothing to offer. If we are being realistic, why do we even discuss them? Then you see young boys on the road carrying grasses and misbehaving like children. And you think there's a day with this kind of thing, this state will go forward? It's unbelievable. If people don't speak, this country will not change. I know what I'm telling you. If they don't stand up and start speaking, nothing will happen to Nigeria. These guys are growing all every day in impetus. Their impetus is increasing every day, every moment. The Bible says when Herod saw that the killing of one of the apostles please the Jews. Is that not what the Bible said? Who were the present day so-called Christians or churchgoers? Not because they said pleased us. They kept quiet. And I've told you this slogan several times in Hausa. Shuru shuru ma magana ni. Meaning keeping quiet is saying something. You are rising. You should be warned. Don't think the same way. Even if your father is in those kind of moves, don't follow that path. Should I still keep on preaching? Or I should stop here. I think I have preached something powerful already. Maybe I should just teach what I want to teach. I have to speak God's word. You know, I really don't care what you think. I just want you to know that it's my call. It's the way I'm called to say it. Are we together? And I really don't care. It's too bad. I can't live. I can't survive this world in that kind of mode. I cannot survive this world. I can't survive this world keeping quiet to foolishness like this. Too obvious. In the name of somebody will kill me. or seize my property. If you think like that, these are the fears your parents have that kept us in bondage till now. If you think like that, we are finished. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you think like this, Nigerians, Benue people, we are finished. Fear him alone that can what? Cast your word, spirit and word, body in hell. That's what the Bible said. Else we'll never see a change in our nation. I promise you that. We'll never see. And I prophesy God will raise people to be speaking. The man of God told Esther, he said, God puts you in that place of authority for such a time as this. For such a time as this. And if you don't talk, he will raise another person to talk. Meanwhile, it will be recorded that you never stood for God's people. And I think God is diverting my teaching a little bit. You know, one time I was speaking about Micaiah and Hezekiah. And I think I should use this to teach about the generation and the generation rising, the generational fear and the generational rising. I should just do that very, very briefly. Are you here? I was in a vision last night and I was speaking to a patriarch of faith who is still alive. I was surprised I was speaking with him. His name is Pastor Andrew Womack. So it was a deep conversation. While we're talking about the patience. And the Bible said, in the last days, many will not endure sound doctrine. So we're discussing how the people cannot endure sound doctrine. And so I was telling him that the way you even teach, it is somebody who truly loves God that will sit down and hear you teach. Because you are not shaking, you are not moving, you are just somewhere and sometimes you take some tea. It is somebody who knows where he's going to that will sit down, watch you take your tea and continue teaching. So he was laughing also. And I said, yeah. We're in a generation of people who cannot endure sound doctrine. Then we're strengthening the fact that we need to have meetings where people will sit down and learn the word for hours for days. No extra activities. The worship goes on, the prayer goes on, we sit down and learn the word. They will sit down, learn the word for hours and for days. Watch out. Paul did this in scripture. The apostles, they had this practice in scriptures. They sit down for hours, for days learning the word. Now think about it. If you don't do this, what is the essence of Christianity? Why are you coming to church? Is it for choreographies? Even if we say singing is very beautiful in church, if the word of God is not, you know, available, singing becomes vain. That is why we are seeing what is happening today in the music world, in the gospel section. Some of the wrong, funny things happening, isn't it? Because they are not worded. They don't want to sit down to endure sound doctrine. You know, I was telling my wife one time, I'm not trying to condemn. I said, when you see somebody singing song about, every time your mercy has saved me, look at my life now, money I have plenty. That's the kind of song. It's emptiness, I told her. I said, you may not believe this, but that's emptiness. We're not saying songs like that are not nice. But every time you come, we're not hearing songs that can push somebody to go for missions. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. Anytime you want to sing, we'll see cars, we'll see this one, you arrange your lips, you put it, just to show us you are, look at my life. You know, it paints emptiness. We're not competing for money with the world. We're not competing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We're not competing for who has more money with their Davido. It's not our business with Cristiano Ronaldo. We're not in competition. For we have money, if we make the money, it's for a mission. I said, there's a way you understand this kingdom that making money becomes mandatory. You are making it because of, you know, you want to fulfill kingdom. You make up your mind, I can't be poor. Not because you want to show off. You know, there are important things to do for God and with God. Certain kind of songs. Painting worldliness. Making the some songs you can't even play to somebody in Kenya on mission. Somebody in Iraq on mission. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Look at my life. God don't bless me. And the guy plucks it, is moving in the bush to look for who to preach to. I told you the story, the experience I had with my friend in Maiduguri. A new friend I had. I thought this guy was joking. He was in the U.S. He said God spoke to him to come to Maiduguri. I said, how did you hear that voice? Many people will not hear. They will cast a demon out. In the name of Jesus, you voice, you unclean spirit, leave now. God told him in U.S., your mission is in Maiduguri. I said, see, for you to hear that voice, I honor you. Just for hearing that voice alone, most people will miss that voice. In fact, some people will not just miss, the voice will be tired and go to wherever it's coming from. So what he did was that he took, I think his wife is late, so he took his child, he just went and put in a university in Abuja. He really came back to Nigeria. The child is still in school. He said when the child finished, the child will come and join him and learn missions before he died. I said, sir, your child? He said, yes, the child is already prepared, that he has prepared, that the child loves this thing more than even him. I said, wow. You know, when somebody is talking, you will not be feeling guilty. It's not like I'm doing anything bad. And if I'm feeling guilty, what of you? So my wife came to the parlor and saw me on the ground. I laid down flat and I was crying. While he was talking, I was crying. He noticed I was crying. These stories were too deep. They were too much. He said, Pastor, as I'm talking to you, we've won over 500 Muslims. We've converted them. We put them through, you know, Equa School of Ministry, something, 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 you know. That's what I'm saying sometimes. When you see all these people talking down some Pentecostal churches, I laugh. If you've not done half the work they've done, just keep your mouth shut. See, you see Equa on every street. You'll be thinking it's one. Yeah. Those guys will enter bush and be preaching. We will like 1 billion capacity, which is what to be in the city. I said 500. He said, yeah, as at last week. He now called some names I know I've seen on Facebook, some evangelists. He said, they are my boys. I said, ah. He said, I can send their number if you want to talk to them directly. They are my boys. I can tell them to call you. I said, sir. Showed me his Facebook page. Just told me a lot of stories. How that right now he's even battling with tuberculosis. Because I asked him, why are you coughing too much? He said, tuberculosis. I've sent for drugs. They'll soon send the drugs. I'll be fine. I said, you will not look for an hospital. I said, there is no hospital around there. We send for drugs. They bring the drugs and we take. He said, I'm not sure I'll even stay in this house for the next 1 month because I heard they've known my hiding. So I'm looking for a place to relocate to. I said, I mean, you're around where people can catch you. He said, yes, I'm in actually a village in Maiduguri. I said, that's powerful. That's powerful. How many people have you won against? Over 500 plus. In Bible schools, we go into the forest, we win them. We take them to these Bible schools and we have to sponsor them. He said, that is why they attack those particular churches. I said, it's making sense to me. Say yes, they don't use their eyes to see Equa. They will burn it down immediately. It's an other mission schools we send in there. But particularly Equa. I said, how do I become a partner? He just told me if I am led, I can just you don't see anything like a push. He's not even asking you. He doesn't care about your money. You know, if they are these fake people, the first thing they will ask you for is money. Don't even. I said, I just want to be part of this every month. I just want to be part of this. And as God helped me, I will do more. I will start like this for now. If people see to it, if God, if you see, hear what God is doing with people in deep places, you will understand that you are only a baby. When they say come for evangelism, and you say, I want to open my tailoring shop. It's Saturday morning that I get customers. When you hear these kind of stories, you sit down and cry. I heard Pastor Kenneth Hagin, one of his old videos before he died, he was still emphasizing the fact that people should go out on missions. That nothing can replace that. We should raise and train people to go out for missions. He said, firstly, evangelism in your street. Don't go too far. That's what he said. He said, on your street, many people are going to hell. Go and preach the gospel to them. Then he said, even in your family, that some of us sit there, there are no people in our homes that are not right with God. Am I saying the truth? We know. He said, have the impetus to tell them if you love them about Jesus. It may be strange. They know you when you were a bad boy or bad girl, and now you've repented. He said, no problem. Go ahead. It is no longer you that live but Christ. Talk to them about Jesus. Go into the street. Talk to them about Jesus. You know, one time I was talking to somebody about evangelism. He now says, sir, what if they are Muslim? I said, preach the Holy Ghost. Preach Jesus. He says, sir, you didn't get my... I said, I heard you. I don't want to repeat it again. Preach Jesus. Jesus is the way. I don't believe Muhammad is the way. And this is not me insulting anybody's belief. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm just telling you particularly that Jesus is the only way to the Father. And when you say way to heaven, you are even reducing his capacity. Jesus never said, I am the way to heaven. Even though you go to heaven if you follow Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, I'm the way. The Bible said, if you look at John, is it John 14? Yeah, John 14, isn't it? And I told you, we did the services here several times. Jesus speaking, is it Luke 11, Matthew 11, 11, right? Or 16, that in parables, and whatsoever, I had to speak to them because seeing they never saw and hearing they never understood. So I had to speak to them in parables. Now remember what parables means in CRS? Huh? You know, I remember Michael in SS2. He was already done from SS1. So I went to school one day just to know how he's doing. Our last one, my younger brother. I just wanted to pay attention to his education, small. And I wanted to know the subjects he was doing. I didn't even know if he was an art student. So I just wanted to really understand. And I said, let me see your courses in his principal's office. And I did not see CRS. So I said, you are not doing CRS. He said, yeah, I did not choose it. I said, okay. You did not choose CRS. But you have the liberty to choose. He said, yes, I don't think I will need it because my field does not. I say you need it forever. Forget about the field. I said choose. The principal was just wondering. I said choose CRS now. Principal, we're sorry we did not choose CRS from SS1. He said no, but you will not be. It's too late. I said sir, it's not late. He said what of Wayek? I said we'll write it like that. He must do CRS. So I had to force him to do CRS. Are we together? How many of you enjoy CRS in school? How can you imagine that somebody not this generation, the way they are doing you people, they've replaced biology with civic education. Which one is civic education again? So, if you did not do CRS, you don't understand one definition I want to define now, which is parable. What is a parable? Huh? That's for people that did CRS. You know, some people are just looking at us. But they taught us in secondary school, isn't it? So Jesus used parables, early stories that carry what? Heavenly meanings. For instance, water. Mentioned the physical things Jesus used to explain things in the Bible. lambs, lion, and salt, yes. What? Cloud. What? Marriage. Agriculture. He used a lot of earthly things to explain what? Spiritual things. Isn't it? And that is where, you know, sometimes when I teach on baptism, some people think I've lost the faith because I tell them that baptism is not necessary in the New Testament. So some people be like, no, just leave it like that. I don't think it makes sense to just leave something that is not consistent with Scripture. Scripture has established that it is not supposed to be a practice. It is not humility to continue it. And some people are like, but it's not clear in the Bible. It doesn't need to be clear in the Bible. But this statement I just made is on the strength of how people see things. You know, when they are studying the Bible, they are like, okay, in this part of the Scriptures, Peter baptized, but here Paul did not baptize. So what do you now say? Mm-mm, it's not about whether Peter baptized or Paul did not baptize. Follow carefully. If you read the Bible carefully, what is God's verdict on baptism? Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? What did God say about baptism? Forget about whether Peter or Paul baptized, and etc. Okay, you now that is a Christian on the earth, were there some practices you made before you stopped doing them? Huh? You did before you stopped doing them, I mean? Did you have any? So why do you think those people in the Bible did not grow in their faith? Remember, Paul said when I was a child, I spoke as a child. He said, but when I grew up, I left childish ways. Alright? You intelligently look at Scriptures. I remember one time I was teaching my wife, she was just smiling. I said, because she was surprised I was seeing things like that. I said, and I've said it in church. I said, for Peter to say the things our dear brother teaches, Paul, he said, they are the wisdom of God, but they are quite ambiguous. He said, they are heavy, isn't it? 2 Peter 3:16, to assimilate. He said, be careful how you understand what our dear brother Paul is saying. Remember, he called it the wisdom of God, though. He didn't say it was folly, isn't it? He said, else you misunderstand it to your spiritual ruin. That's what is happening today. Some people who misunderstand the writings of Paul, grace. So now they are saying, whatever we do in the flesh does not matter. Peter warned against that. But Peter understood the teaching of Paul. But Peter also said that they were quite ambiguous to understand. That simply means that was not the order of the day for Peter. Paul's school of thought was not how Peter taught. Paul was thinking. I don't know how you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. For him to see Paul's writing as quite ambiguous, that paints a picture. That yeah, there probably was a little disagreement on the practice of baptism at the beginning of the book of Acts. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why in 1 Corinthians 1, you see Paul saying that, I thank my God I did not baptize anybody. Paul was thanking his God he didn't baptize anybody. He said, except 2 brothers I did, then I stopped. Of course, when you gain understanding, you will get what I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. And if you look at it critically, the students of Paul, they had a different perspective on baptism. Priscilla and Aquila, two of his students, saw somebody teaching. Fervently, the Bible said, but he understood only the baptism of what? John. And they went to him and they said, sir, you may be sounding fervent and etc., but you are wrong, sir. Kindly, nicely, the Bible said they followed the students, Priscilla and Aquila, to know. He followed Apollos to know who was their teacher, meaning they were good students. They did not shout or insult Apollos. They just presented the truth. Are we together? And Apollos followed them to meet Paul. And Paul said, of which baptism? Can you remember? He said, of John's baptism. That was baptism of water. Paul said, no. He laid hands on him and Apollos became what? Full of the Holy Spirit. Whatever Apollos was doing before that he thought was impact, increase. I don't know that you can get that finished. That must be there are different kind of Christians. Do you know Apollos was a Christian before he was filled with the Holy Ghost? He was a Christian. That's why I said, in this Christendom, there are different kind of Christians like birds. There are different kinds of birds. There's sweet, sweet. There's dove. There's pigeon, right? I did the same thing. Okay. Yeah, I think dove are the ones that we can't catch, right? But pigeons are the ones we can train. There are pigeons, there are local chicken, They are Agric. They are Tolotolos, Turkey, then there's Aguagua. I use Aguagua lastly because it's a strange bird. I killed one when I was small with a small stone, very small stone. When he died, I said, is it how these things used to die? And I carried the stone again and stone another one. That one died. So I ran away. When they asked who killed it, I said, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't believe it's my stone that killed that Aguagua. I think it has a problem before I completed it. So I said, I don't know. But today I've confessed that I know who killed it. They would have beat me that day in that block. Oh my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. That's how it is in the Christendom. When doves are flying, the Bible did not say, who are these? Who are these that fly as the Aguagua of heavens? Did the Bible say that? Say, who are these that fly as the doves of heaven? Is that what the Bible said? Yes, in the book of Isaiah. That was the level. In the Old Testament. But when it came to the New, it said, they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Mount up wings. You see that? Mount up wings as Aguagua. Tolotolo. As what? Eagles. You see, they did not even call sweet, sweet here. That's how it is in the Christendom. When you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, see, let me be direct. When you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you that pray in the Holy Ghost, do you understand what I'm talking about now? There's this strange anointing that comes upon you when you pray in the Spirit. You just feel like you can scatter everywhere. You feel charged. You are just praying, things are arranging. That person who threatened your mother, who is trying to do some fetishes, she begins to run for her life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? My friend will say, all you need to do is to be conscious of who you are praying for and start praying in the Holy Ghost. Just picture the person in the Spirit and say, Holy Ghost, mommy, lego lega, mundrum brundungu vhoija vhaija vhaija vhaija. And things will be changing. I was telling a young man a story that they say my daughter will be... They will do a blood transfusion. I was teaching him about prayer. Teaching him about prayer. So they will do blood transfusion for my daughter because her level of jaundice was too high. And we didn't discover it early. I said to him, when they finish putting those drips and everything and put my daughter under that light in the hospital, which was the best they can do as doctors, God bless them. You know, God taught me something that time. I learned to respect doctors. So everybody was by the side. My wife was not so excited. She was just thinking. The in-laws were just by the side, all thinking. And I smuggled myself and entered that place they put my daughter. They say nobody should enter. No mortal should enter. So I switched into my supernatural, immortal mode. And I entered. And I carried my slipper and hid it inside so that they will not know that a mortal is inside. Because I know if that doctor catch me that day, my owner's face. You know, they don't understand what I'm going to do. They think I'm just overdoing things. So I hide my slippers inside. I just enter, you know, respect the environment, hid my slippers inside, and went and saw my daughter inside. I just removed the things they put on her body for a while. I don't know how to put it back, but I removed it. When I removed it, I held her very tight to me, the first daughter of my life. So I started moving from the left, and I closed my eye. I remember I prayed for over 1 hour with my eyes closed. I did not say one English word. Because I don't even know how to speak English very well. So I did lim brown dong gum bun dum bun dong gum bun dong gum bum 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 rugo dogo dobo dogo dobo dogo dobo for 1 hour. Then they came and caught me, my in law. Pastor, you remove everything. I say, oh, so I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm so sorry, ma. She now went to call them, they now came and they arranged everything back. And I was so sorry. So I went out. Then the next day they came to check. I was by the side peeping. I knew a miracle would happen that morning. I didn't go close. I don't know how to talk to doctors very well. So they were just checking and they now took the blood again. She cried. I felt so emotional. And when they checked, she said, is this not the baby they said I should come and check for jaundice? He said, yeah, this is the place. The doctor saw. Yesterday now. He said, yes. He said, no, this is something is wrong somewhere. Something actually happened. I was just watching from a distance. And the woman said, with what I'm seeing, you people are not supposed to be in the hospital now. My in-law said, no, we are the ones. They did this thing. They say over 60%, it has covered a lot of places. They say, no. You people are not supposed to be here. You can go home. Say, we should go home. I was just looking from a distance. My in-law and saying, Badon, what's wonderful woman? She just pointed. He's a prophet. His wife is a pastor. You need to know that. I'm sure that's why. She traced it. Because she caught me when I was... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I removed the blood. Do you understand? Put new blood. It's called creative miracle. How can I just give birth to a child and they remove all the blood and put... Which one do they want to put? Her blood was special from heaven. We can't remove it. No. We replace it. Now, that's what praying in the spirit can produce. It can produce it. And one time I went to my house, I shared the story. They said my father started behaving in his abnormal way. And I saw it in my eyes. He was eating and food was falling from his mouth and oil on his clothes. And they wanted me maybe to sit and be emotional like everybody. I just looked from my car. I don't think I came down from my car. I don't like consolations. I don't like, hey, yeah, so how did the thing go? Whoosh. Hey, yeah. Hey, when did this start? Oh, my God. Yesterday? I don't like those things. No wonder Jesus pursued them. They just say your brother is sick. Say, hey, whoa, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. They just say he's sick. They just say he's sick. You know, from the cry, you know that everything has finished. In fact, even if they say he will soon die, he has not died. Why are you crying like he will die? Or he has died. So I drove out. And I went and locked myself in my room. And I prayed for 2 hours, I remember. 2 hours. Commanding every devil to leave the body now as I'm speaking. It was nighttime. I woke up. Early in the morning, I went there. And I saw him looking sound and perfect. You know, I was sharing again with that same brother. Because I had to teach him. The Holy Ghost was moving in that direction. The guy was doubting the ability of God as regards prayer. So I said, some of us have encountered God too much to be foolish. I can never be an atheist. It's not possible. We have handled these things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We've taught it. I told him when I was younger in the barracks, when we just started these prayer things, this God thing, this, you know, I said, I was praying one day for the barracks. I was saying God should give me the barracks. You know, we've read those books, give me this city. The John G. Lake's prayer and the rest. Are we together? John Noss and all of them. Give me this city. So I was, when I read that book on God, those days we used to have godsgenerals.com. I don't know if those websites are still alive. But those days you can just enter the website and read about the God's General. Now they say they used to buy the book. It's not expensive. Those days we used to enter the site and read. So when I learned, give me this mountain, and I went to pray that night, I said, Lord, give me this barrack. Give me this barrack. In the name of Jesus, give me this barrack. I started preaching from 16 in the barracks. It is not just boy to boy, girl to girl. Mm-mm. It is going to viewing centers where people are watching football, climb the table. Jesus loves you all. That's how I was preaching. People were laughing at me, some of them who knew me. Are we together? That's the kind of preaching. I will stand up from the house. I'll be looking for who to preach to. When I see you, I use all the energy to preach. I burst into the prophetic. You see somebody looking at me and crying. That's how passionate we started with God. Of course, the passion has not reduced. You can tell. Are we together? I remember I was speaking to a young boy called Panshak. He's a just boy. As I was talking to him, I was telling him what just happened, where he's coming from. Then he just busted into tears. I said, Jesus loves you. He followed. That's how they followed me to church. If you go and ask about Zion ministry, I used to bring, if people bring 50, I brought 40 to church that Sunday. I brought 40. I'm not lying to you. You can go and vet. Like Peter Obi will say, go and check the records. If you see 50 people in church, I brought 40 on a Sunday. That was how the fire was burning in me. That's why I called somebody one time who was being proud in church. I said, see, when you leave, more will come. I don't lack men. We have paid our dues. It is what a man sows, he will reap. My spiritual father told me something before he died. He said, the way you served God and served me, you will never lack men. I said, that one is there. Well, then what God has said in the Bible is there. Why should I fear? Are you listening to me this wonderful evening? When I started praying that prayer, Lord, give me these barracks. One thing, what God started doing was so strange. There was a woman at RSN Quarters. I don't know if she's still alive. Years ago, she became terribly sick. So I saw it in a vision. I have no connection with that woman. Nothing, but I know her. I've been seeing her in the bar. She rents all these canopies and chairs for events. In the bars. So I saw her terribly sick. So the next day, I was going out and I told my friend Jethro, tall Jethro. He may be watching me. He always watches ourselves. I said, I saw this woman's sick. He said, you didn't know here? She's been admitted in MRS. She's terribly sick. People are even saying she will die. I said, do you know? Of course, I didn't know anybody in the house. My faith grew. I didn't know she was sick. I saw it in a vision. That was when I was praying, God, give me the barracks. And people get what I'm trying to say. I went back to my prayer and commanded the sickness to go. They said the next day, I prayed on Thursday. On a Friday, they say she left the hospital. See, now, only me and God. Listen carefully. This is now the part that you'll be finding very, very strange. It is only me and God that knows this thing I'm telling you. And you hearing me for the first time. Nobody knew I prayed for that woman. This is how God trains people. I will not call the name so that the people will not get to know. There were two women those days were going. They had grown to women because they were getting to their 30s. We used to sing together and pray together. They were not married. So they became a laughing stock. People laughed about them. And the compassion of the Lord was so strong on my inside that I took a week fast for them. I began to pray for these two women. I prayed to a point that the next month, I heard they were engaged. They married around the same season at the end of the year. I was in the marriage looking at everybody. Nobody would have believed if I say the story. But I know I took some fast and prayed for these two people who are getting married. This is how God trains people. I'll show you one part again. That's why I don't doubt God. I was praying one time. And I saw people in a prison in China. When I told my friend, I said, you are thinking too much. He said, this is your thinking. It's too much. You are in Nigeria. Why is God taking you to China? But this God that took me to RSN Quarter is the same way he took me there that I'm seeing taking me to China. And I'm seeing myself praying for people in prison. The next day, it's not a coincidence. I was watching the news and I saw a part where they were saying they cut Christians and put in prisons in China. It's not a coincidence. But it started with, God, give me these barracks. You people get what I'm trying to say? You must start from your Jerusalem. If you can't take your family for Jesus, you don't deserve the world. You can't take over the world. It starts from where I was. That's how God worked with me. I don't know if I share this experience. I'm led to really flow like this. It's wonderful evening. There's this young man. He's a military man now. Those days, I preach for them so much. Sometimes when they see me, they run away. You know how young boys can be. Hey, Pastor Simon, they come, they'll just spread and run away. And he wasn't listening, but I loved him. I had a special interest for him because he's the only son of his father. And they are just two, boy and a girl. And I knew how the father really likes this boy and wants him to do so well. I just had this special interest for the boy. So one day I was praying for him. As I was praying for everybody, I started praying for him particularly. While I was praying, I didn't know this boy was watching TV in his house and I was already preaching to him. These things are realities in God. Even though they are a little bit strange. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? I was praying the Holy Ghost for this boy. He was watching TV. He was now caught up in a vision. He saw me preaching the gospel to him. Then he came out of the vision. I finished praying. I was going to buy roasted corn. It used to be my favorite. It's not far from where I stay in the barracks. So as I was going to buy the roasted corn, he was coming to my house. Pastor Simon! Pastor Simon! I said, and I called his name. How are you? He said, I'm fine. I don't even know if I'm fine. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, you were in my house preaching to me just now. I said, no, I was in my house praying. I just finished praying. He said, no, you were preaching to me. He started crying. He said, I was watching the TV and everywhere changed. And you stood in my front and you were preaching the gospel to me. I want to receive Jesus. That's how this young man received Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. Not because I met him physically, but because I was praying for him. Are you people following me this wonderful evening? Are you following me? Intercession, if you truly love God, that's the route you will take first. You'll be praying for people because you truly, it will prove your love. You really love this person, I want to see them too. Nobody will know about it. If you're in a hurry to go and share the testimony, it was never intercession. You didn't love the people. You'll be done and only God gets the glory. Only Him. Especially as we pastor church. It's one of the funniest experiences you can have as a human being. I would not say as a pastor. That you can pray for people. You can pray one time. I think my wife saw it. When they opened one of my notepad. If you see the list of people I pray for, you may start crying this evening. Especially if you know what some of them have done. But it's one way we get ourselves trained and grown in this kingdom. It's a he that can love us pass from what? Death to life. And I was teaching somebody, I said, when you see us showing discipline on the outside, you think it paints a picture of toughness and strongness. A leader must be tough when there's time, there's need to be for him to be tough. Are you listening to me? An emotional display is not the show of love. That's not a proof that you love anybody. God so loved the world, he died. You are alive. And all you are doing is crying. Him, he died. If God died for something, why are you crying for the thing? And even though you cry for a moment, don't stop at crying. Understand that somebody who loves them more than you paid the price for it. That's why there's no sickness that just leaves me crying. I get emotional, even as a pastor. But I understand that Jesus loves these people more than me. And so when I see the situation and I'm surprised and I'm emotional for a moment, it doesn't stop me like Jesus. The Bible says he wept for a moment. He didn't stop at weeping. He said, roll off the stone. Then he said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He assured himself of God's love for him. Then he said, Lazarus, come out alive. A miracle happened. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? A miracle what? Happened. You didn't know fear of failure is why we're not seeing the power of God in our generation? Fear of failure? Fear of failure. Think about it. What if I pray and it didn't happen? I prayed in this church for one or two people. I didn't see a change. I pray for more people that have seen changes. But it doesn't bother me because the first time it happened, I didn't take the glory. I was not anticipating to take the glory. So why should I worry about the shame? It was never my glory. I was never doing it for myself. If God heals them, he takes the glory. If they are not healed yet, he will soon take the glory. Maybe later. Because probably he has a personal dealing with them. Catherine Kuhlman said, Till she died. One of the greatest questions in her heart, more like a burden, was why God will not heal everybody. In her books, I believe, in the book she wrote, I Believe in Miracles. She said she was wondering till she died. In crusades, she would pray many will be healed. Then a few on wheelchairs, they are still there. A few, and she'll be crying. They said she would take like 2 days crying and begging God to heal them. When she's done, she'll go and sleep. God will not see heal them. And she was wondering, what's wrong? Until she got to understand that God has personal dealings with some people. You can't bend God to do it your way. Are you listening to me? I was hearing a man of God, and that's why I feel like it's a strange, you know. If you're blind, right, listen to me. If you're blind, you have a terrible situation. You've seen people like that preach healing to them. I heard Pastor Chris saying this one time. I know I'm going this route. He said, there's this woman who prophesies to people, she prays for people on a wheelchair. And that's not bad to pray for people from a wheelchair. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You are still a Christian. But he said from the way he discerned her, she found comfort. The way she was talking, she made it look as if it was God that wanted her on the wheelchair for his purpose, for his glory. And that's why when Pastor Benny, true story, Pastor Benny took him to the woman, and Pastor Benny was telling him the woman was very anointed and spiritual. He said when he hugged the woman and greeted her, he just held her and said, can I pray for you, ma'am? She said, yes. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And when he laid his hands and spoke words to the woman, strength came to her legs. She stood up and was walking. Meanwhile, she had theology for years. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That she was supposed to be there. I've seen people talk like that sometimes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Maybe somebody was blind or, you know, they will not think it's some sort of dimension stuff. No. I'm not trying to mock. God is not the author of any sickness. The disciples brought all these religious questions to God when they saw a man born blind. Whose sin? What is the reason? Why is this guy born blind? What happened? Bloodline issue. Connect it for us, Jesus. Who is the grandfather that sin and this? Jesus said, stop all of this rubbish. That means Jesus is not in all this bloodline, my father's side sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is something that started with the Pharisees. He said, forget, stop all those connections. Your grandfather have ulcer. That is why ulcer flows in your lineage. If anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. But my mother told me a story that my grandmother used to have it. So, sir, it's not something that you should bother. It's a family thing. In our family, we used to have eye problem. My grandmother gave it to my mother. My mother passed it to me. I'll pass it to my daughter. There are some people that think like that. It's in our family. The way they talk, you know they are finished. Jesus said, forget about that. He said, whatever has happened here is for the glory of God to be seen. Even if it's, of course, it's Satan that caused it. He said, I don't care. But whatever Satan has done here, it is to the end that God's glory be seen. And now you will see God's glory. He prayed for the guy's eye. Became open. Poop. New eyeballs entered. New. I like to say the miraculous like this. And these things will become normal with you. New eyeballs entered the guy. New eyeballs. He could see. They were surprised. Jesus did not address generational issue. He just gave him new eyes. Talk less of you who is born again. That guy was not born again that Jesus prayed for. Because Jesus was not yet dead, buried, and resurrected. And Jesus gave healing to somebody who was not a born again Christian. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? How about you? Why would God not heal you? You see, there's a way you understand this love of God. You just collect your healing. Let me know you receive. Maybe you misunderstand me when I say you collect, you embrace it. You know it has happened to you. You collect it. Don't die, oh. Tell somebody don't die. Imagine Kenneth Hagin was never alive. Imagine Kenneth Hagin never hit this earth. There's barely a man of God that talks without calling Kenneth Hagin. He happened to our generation. Littered everywhere in our generation. They will never stop talking about Kenneth Hagin all the days of his life. All the days of this earth, let me put it like that. Such a wonderful, anointed man of God. But he was on his sick bed. The doctor said he was gone. The Baptist pastor, according to what he said in the book, declared him dead. Gave him church death certificate and hospital. In anticipation, they gave the mother. They use this thing to mark this him for the coffin. They've arranged everything, waiting for him to pass out, to die. And he said, Mom, the mom answered, can I just get my Bible? Are you forget this wonderful evening? And they gave him Bible. He said, it is not a coincidence. I opened Mark 4. Mark 11, right? 24. He said, if you pray believing you have received, then you shall have. He started trying to understand. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you have received it, then you will have them. Meaning in prayer, you should receive it. If you have done prayer and have not received, you will not have. Are you seeing something here? Oh my God. Then, the story says in his book, he said, when he saw it, he said, God, but I've prayed. Then the Spirit of God spoke to him. He said, do you believe you have received? He said, yes, I believed you, but I'm still sick. He said, if you believe you have received, then you have it. He said, but I don't have it. The Holy Ghost still told him, then you don't understand it. He was speaking to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, if you pray, believing you have received, you have. He said, but I don't have it. Go and read the book. I believe in visions. He said, if you pray, believing you have received, then you have. He still shouted, but I don't have it. The Holy Ghost now told him, then you don't understand the scripture. He read it carefully. It took some time, over an hour. He read it carefully. If I pray, believing I have received, then I have. When he got it, while he was getting it, something was happening to him immediately. Go and read the story. It's a true life story. I believe in visions. I've just told you the name of the book. You can go and vet if I'm lying. Immediately, Kenneth Hagin caught that revelation. He said, wow, I have it. Immediately, he said, I have it. He said, it was as if they were choking needles in his hands, in his legs, in his stomach. Blood were just gushing into. The body that was getting greenish started becoming red. The mother entered to check her son last moment with her son before he dies, because the father was nowhere to be found. And when she entered, she saw that his body has changed. Everywhere becoming red. She called doctors because he was shaking. They say he was just shaking. She now called the doctor. Doctor, they came. And they were trying to check him and check him. They found out he became stable. Heartbeat rate, normal. Blood, they said, what happened to him? She said, I don't know. He only asked for his Bible. They say he stood up crying and he showed them, if you pray, believing you have received. That's why Ken Hagin taught faith more than anything while he was alive. You can bet on his faith teachings. You know, one time I said to one young boy, he's a young apostle rising. I said, clear your digs. Just clear everything in your gallery. Just go back and listen to people like Andrew Womack. Just listen to Kenneth Hagin. You will never have a small walk with God. I said, just go and listen to them. I wouldn't recommend myself because I don't know whether you listen to me. So go and listen to them. I told him. I said, listen to Bible. Let them teach you Bible, not potters. It is potters that is spoiling people's faith in this generation. Your faith is built on potters. Sinking sands. There are doors you want to open. Somebody is seated together with Christ. He is standing up to open doors. You are in the highest realm. You want to enter potter from the highest realm. Far above principalities and powers. You read that realm, you say there are powers that we must stand against. Which power can stand against you from there? See where you are seated. There are some things from your father's house. So what is from your father's house from that realm? You know, I told a young man yesterday, he thought I was sick. I said, from where we are, we help people. We can't be touched. That's why Jesus taught us to pray for our enemies. Because from where we are, we can only render help. We can't be touched. We can't be touched. And I said, you only travel there in your mind. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? Read that book by Joyce Meyer, The Battlefield of the Mind. You travel there in your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why God, in all of the elements, there are a lot of elements in this world. He didn't come as fire. He didn't come as rain. He didn't come as cloud. He didn't come as anything. Even though he used those things to explain certain things in scripture. He came. In fact, when they asked him, what is your name in the book of Revelation? He said, my name is the Word. He called himself the Word. A school of thought. A way of thinking. Jesus came as a way, his way of thinking. So that if his way of thinking gets on our inside, we'll fulfill Genesis back. image and likeness. We can begin to imagine things like God so that we live like God. Alright? Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? If Satan causes this generation to neglect sound doctrine, we are finished. Everything we'll be doing will be looking like success, but it's rubbish. Because except we establish sound doctrine, we have not started living. We have not started doing this Christianity. It was not because the buildings were very, you know, okay that Jesus allowed things to slide in scripture. He didn't come for buildings, even though buildings are very important. He didn't come for we to have just gather many numbers, even though numbers are very, very what, important. But they shouldn't be the emphasis. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I believe in numbers. I believe in big buildings. But not at the detriment of sound doctrine. He looked at a building, so beautiful, but he said, destroy it in 3 days, I'll build it up again. He didn't care about anything they used to build that building as long as the doctrine is wrong. I think we get what I'm trying to say. He said, destroy it. In 3 days, I'll build a new one. And the new one he built was nothing but you and I. He took a body that was subject to sin to the grave and resurrected with the same body unto glory. Are you listening to me? And called this body that he resurrected with from hell the new body. Are you listening to me? Because this body has got eternal life. That which is eternal has entered this body. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it has what? Quickened your mortal body. You see that? So now you don't see your body as mortal but immortal. If God has done it, you got to see it that way. That's why you declare healing on your body. You declare it. In the name of Jesus, wound close. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What is the form of Christianity without all these things? You just be preaching on Facebook? We've got to have some little practicals. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? More like what Jesus did in the temple where they are doing paternostra and etc. What did Jesus do there? Jesus said to the man without hands, he said, stretch forth thy hands. And the guy was wondering if Jesus was sick because he had no hands. Jesus said, stretch forth thy hand. Stretch forth. Because he called the things, and we are supposed to be like that. We call the things which are not as though they were. When we say we can never be poor, we are not lying. We viewed our life from the future, which is the world. Because the world is our reality. We view our life from the lenses of the world. And we cannot help it but say the reality of God's word. I can never be sick in my life. No, I refuse to be sick. I can't tell you the countless times I've told malaria to go back. I know some people will think I'm mad. Down till yesterday, the symptom was very high. Nobody noticed it even in my house. My mouth all bitter, everywhere shaking. Of course, I took some time to rest, but I spoke to my body. I refused to be sick. My mind was intact. I did not fear to be sick. Yet I'm not foolish. I don't mean I sit under the mastery of malaria and say plasmodium get into my body, I want to test something. I can't test God. If you try to test God, you are foolish. Jesus was, you know, Satan told Jesus, if you are son of God, change stone to bread. See, if you are in face with that kind of situation, don't do anything. Go away. Jesus in his heart, I believe, responded to Satan, I am son of God, I will not change stone to bread. If you believe it, fine. If you don't believe, I'm or you're. Are you a son of the living God?
Yes, sir.
Why? Jesus said it in his word. Shikenang. That settles it. Not because of anything. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Jesus did not change stone to bread. He moved. He left. He didn't try to prove no point to nobody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like there's boats, there's canoe, and I want to walk on water. Why? Why should I? Like they say, Pastor, you can take the boat now. We can go to the other side. I said, no, there's a spirit in me. The spirit of the resurrected one lies in my bosom. And now Yeshua is sharing a fire for me to walk upon water. Go ahead. I am coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Thou shalt drown and go to meet thy Lord. Because you are testing thy Lord. Can God cause you to walk upon water? Why do you need to prove it to anybody? Where is the situation that is warranting you? You get both. If you read that scripture very well, the Bible says before Jesus came, they have what? They've gone. Isn't it? And when he saw that they've gone, he started walking on water. Peter said, Master, you are walking on water. He said, yes. I want to catch up with the boat. You two come, because they've gone ahead. There's no reverse. Let's go. Peter said, I cannot. He said, I think Peter said, if you are really Jesus, because we used to eat luam together. And no mortal should do this kind of thing. Young, you and all, we eat all things. You know, somebody said, Jesus never ate pig. What was he doing in Zacchaeus' house? Yeah. Are you here? There was no details of what he ate there, but they were killing Zacchaeus, that short man from Vandicare. Probably Jesus, if Jesus tells you to, you know, I was telling a brother, I think I said it in church, that Jesus never wanted to talk about this meat thing. He didn't want to have a problem with anybody concerning meat and food until they went somewhere. Because you see, Jesus knows what he created. Jesus knows what he what. The thief man says he doesn't know any meat in the world that is the sweetest. That's what the thief man says. But the thief man says, if there's any meat in this world that is the sweetest, he knows the one following that one. That's why we have this slogan, Gyo Dondu. How many of you have eaten Gyo before? Now, God have mercy on you if you are not eating it. You need to eat that beautiful hand of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's so delicious. I got delivered instantly the day I ate it. My uncle used to use it to deal with me on campus. They will cook nice food and he will now fry pig meat. Then I will now refuse to eat the whole food. One day the hunger got here. It got here. Then he fried it. I already made up my mind that today I will eat pig. I made up my mind. I did some scientific research. It will not kill you if they boil it and the rest. You know, because I used to know pig in Kaduna. So I didn't want to, you know, if you grew in that place, you will not want to eat pig. Because that pig used to eat everything. So, but they say these pigs are different. And I didn't even care to know if they are truly different. I just studied boiling point. 100 degrees centigrade. Every germ dies inside. It was established. And when you fry it, established. I said, no, now there's no germ inside again. No problem. So I made sure they boil it 100 degrees centigrade. I was just watching. You know, I was not going to eat the pig. He knows I don't eat. But I was emphasizing the boiling that day. When it was almost boiling and I added more water, I said, you don't eat. This is pig, for goodness sake. You don't eat it when it's not boiled. He said, why are you showing interest? You that will still not eat. I said, I will not eat, but I want you to be alive. He didn't know my plan. When it boiled very well, he fried it. Did this, luam, pocho, and everything. My uncle can cook. Oh my God. He cooks very well. So, and he cooks like a woman. I'm being very serious. When he cooks, everybody in the compound comes to eat. That's how good he is. When he's cooking, they'll come and be gisting him. You know those... So immediately he kept it. They just came and gathered around. Then they were surprised. The chosen one was washing his hand. I said, I don't know. I will just try the okra. He said, okay. But you don't even want to see pig. I said, yeah. But I just want to try the okra. It's not good that you people be eating and I will not be eating. It's not nice. When I tried the okra, they were just trying to talk of how they'll share the meat. I just carried one. I said, this pig meat. They just stood up. As they went behind, I put the okra. I said, today they will pay for their sins. I carried another one again. That's how they rushed and came there and said, no, I'm finishing the meat. I'm finished. This course, one said, this course for celebration. The meat got into my esophagus. I'm your pastor. Go and eat pig. I know what I'm telling you. If you have never heard any advice from me, hear this one. That meat is very sweet. when I ate damn it, I said, God, forgive all my sins. What were the sins? From not eating it for all these years. You know, when they touch, see, as I took time to explain pig, just pig now, I've taken over 5 minutes. Oh my God. When they touch pig, Peter, the head of the church, because he was the head of the church, he thought he could touch pig. When he tried pig, Jesus came and said, inside head, there is head. Jesus appeared to Peter in a vision and said, listen here, you touch all the meat, that one, no. Do not call, because of pig, every meat was vindicated. He said, don't call anything I've created. Don't call it unclean. That's where thief people learned Ephraim from. They said, nothing is unclean. So if you eat snake, it's not. After all, Jesus said, be gentle as a dove and be wise as a serpent. I'm about to close. I don't mean put serpents as your wallpaper. Some of you, now listen, this is a serious talk. Some of you, ladies, I don't even know what to say, but it's marine. Somebody say marine. Did I tell you people this story of Mama T? When we started talking, we now did one video call. I now saw a snake at the back of the wall. She was in her sister's prison of her sister. I now saw a snake at the bedroom. Not her house, wallpaper. It was a beautiful snake according to her. I said, I'm not seeing, like I'm in a vision now. I can see something behind you. She said, no. So what are you? I said, I'm seeing snake. Is there something wrong somewhere? I only see these things in visions. So no, it's snake. I said, like you sleep with snake, like you sleep, then when you wake up, you now see snake in the morning. You say, yeah, my sister, she likes it. I say, who? Wonderful. You know, the way they brought us up, cat and snake. The first day I went to somebody's house and I saw cat moving, I said, are you people noticing what is happening here? They say, yes, prophet, it's my baby. I said, what's your baby? They said, the cat. I said, there, Jesus. Like you, she didn't carry the cat. I said, stop that! Those days, if we come out from the house and see cats, it's rebuke. In the name of Jesus, every spirit, I bind you. In fact, there are some churches, you open one book, you see a demon that will look like a cat. Then snake is there. But Jesus still said, be wise as a serpent, as a machiji. Meaning that there's something embedded within a serpent that originally comes from God. Satan is not serpent. It took the form of a serpent. He looked at the serpent, saw the skills of a serpent, and learned how to get to man through the skills of a serpent. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Satan is not serpent. I said it again. That's why Jesus told you, be what? Wise. As a what? Serpent. You think when Noah was carrying the animals 2 by 2, there was no snake? How do we have some today? That's why we have plenty of snakes today. If you even go to zoo, you see them showing you, that's cobra. Say, why do you have it in the zoo? Please take me to the next place. I went to this zoo here, I was asking them, why do people have snake? They say, yeah, people like to see snake. I said, has the snake ever come out? Like, say, no, it cannot come out. I said, the snake can come out. I was telling the guy that snake can come out. I said, that hole. You know, he said, look at it. If you put your hand, I said, put which hand? He said, no, put your hand. It will not even be able. I said, no, I will not put my hand. I believe you. I moved to the next place. I went to where there was lion. Then I looked at the iron. You know, I'm a very sharp person. I don't used to joke with my life. It's only one life I have. I saw that the lion, the barricade was getting weak. It was rusting. So the lion came, shake it. I looked at the edge, one side cut small. I looked at the other side, and I just smiled. Yeah, we were on this thing with Mama T. I wanted to impress her, so I took her out to the zoo. And that was the first time in my life I ever went to zoo. It was a lady I carried to zoo. So I was making her feel comfortable. I said, don't worry, it's not there anything. It's just, she said, no, I'm not worried. I've been to places like this. I said, okay, there's nothing that will happen. It's just excited. It saw us. Then he came again. And I looked at the edge. The iron was not looking good. I don't know if it is the Holy Spirit, but that thing was holy. The thing just spoke to me kindly and said, what if this thing just hit this thing and it cut? I said, true. When I looked at the lion's stomach, it was thin. And I understood immediately. They carry meat. They carry yam. And they gave a thief man to give lion. That was the greatest mistake anybody can make. You can't carry goats and tell thief man to give one complete goat to lion. What do you take that thief man for? That man has a cow to fulfill. He has some things there. He will not carry all and give lion. That man in charge of that zoo was sharing that meat 50-50. What is 50-50? I saw the stomach, it was thin. I said, if this thing mistakenly break this place, we are gone for life. This love is ended. I told Mama T, I have to catch up with prayer. I think she'll be hearing this for the first time. There are some things I'm doing with the Lord. I have a meeting, I have to meet up with. She said, no, we are just coming. I said, no, I'll bring you another day. Let's try to catch up with something. She said, okay. I said, all right, no problem. So let's go. She followed me. 1 week later, they say this thing came out of zoo. 1 week. So you see that I'm not a foolish person. 1 week later, they say one hyena, they are looking for it everywhere. I locked my door in the house. That day, nobody left BSU. Even in hosted, the people gathered money and did barricades. Oh my God. How many of you were in BSU that season? They see hyena, everywhere. First camp like this, people used to be outside. Everybody locked shop and went home. One hyena. If I heard one guy that said, the hyena that left was a hungry one. He was very angry and hungry. That the teen has been very hungry. That's why he broke. Thank God I ran. Like I said, I'm not sure it was the Holy Ghost that spoke to me, but whatever spoke to me was holy. And I'm still alive preaching to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Tell somebody prayer works. I just told you some effects of prayer. There are many more. The believer that would not pray, he would just be like a comedian, a journalist. People will talk down you. This is why Paul told Timothy, he said, give yourself wholly to these things so that your profiting may appear to all men. You get why? Tell somebody, you get why? Listen, let people not doubt Jesus through your testimony. Let them not doubt Jesus. They look at your life and say, I don't understand if this guy follows Jesus. Give yourself wholly. If, for instance, you are not seeing the manifestation yet, it should not be your fault. It should be because God is doing something that not everybody can see. Make sure you are doing your own due diligence, which is praying in the spirit and acting rightly. Do you know some of you will be in the wilderness because you don't know how to talk? You still have like 5 years to go. And you know the wilderness is not a function of time. It's a function of your bad character. The Bible said the wilderness was elongated for the children of Israel because they were not ready to change. I gave a testimony, a prophetic word here one time. I think the lady gave a testimony last Sunday. I said, you are here and the Lord wants to do something significant in your life. But you know you have to give up something for that to happen. And the Lord will show you from henceforth that what I'm saying is true. If you can just give him some time yet. Immediately she gave herself to the things of God for just that week. She got promoted. Promoted. And she called me saying, sir, the other day we were talking. It was me you were talking to. Me too, I knew. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he said, I just got promoted. And I told her, that's just the tips of an iceberg. God can do even more.
He can do even more. Keep yourself holy to the saints. Learn to pray. People will mock you. It's normal. If they don't mock you, it will not make sense when the glory finds expression. See, when they are mocking you, be charged up to do more. Be charged up. See, look at this one. See, he's serving God. See, he's life. That's what you should be looking for. What small sense does it make that they did not mock you, then suddenly everything is, you know, aligning? Mm-mm. They should have mocked you. Do you understand? That's what it means for God to say, is that I will set a table for you in the presence of your enemies. In the presence of that mockery, something glorious will happen. It will be like a dream to everybody. What has happened to this brother? What has happened to this sister? I was talking to one of my friends. He came here one time. If you know how they mock that boy in this city, especially when he wanted to enter a relationship, I didn't want to go to that route of the discussion. They laughed him. The name was Brother Noah. That's the one me I gave him, because the no was too much. But one thing, even though he had some wrong character, because he likes fine girls, that's his problem. He loves prayer, but loves fine girls. So he chopped a lot of no. But after that no, you still go and be praying. Rakatakara, rakataka, rakataka. So anytime he's now, I say, if you finish praying, stop liking fine girls. One day he told me, he said, can God do me something in this world? I said, what is that? He said, if God wants to give me his will, let him consider my will. I say, how? He said, can God give me his will and my will sandwich together? Let's meet at a point with God. I said, no, you have to let it go. Let it go, brother. He said, brother, anytime I'm sensing God is giving me something, I don't used to understand that thing. You understand what he's trying to say? He said, I like fine girls, Pastor Simon. I like. But somehow he now repented. Somehow he tried that, but he loves prayer. They mocked this boy that the only thing he had was prayer. Until one day while he was praying, he heard a voice that told him one thing that changed his life forever. One instruction. One, go and do like this. When God gives you an instruction, you will not get all the connection. How many of you have done graph before? In mathematics or physics? Can you remember what they call lines of best fits? When God gives an instruction, you will be trying to connect all the lines so that it makes point to the center. It will not. What has this instruction have to do with the glory? God told him to take all his salary and give to his boss. Finish. And the boss was not a believer, a strong believer. He's just a church goer. He said, oh my. He said, yes. NYC, everything. He carried everything, packaged it. He didn't know what he was doing. He went and just made man say, the Lord, I've been hearing this God for a while. He said to me, he didn't care whether the man understand hearing God or not. He said, the Lord said to me that I should give you, I've come to honor you. Please, I receive this from the depth of my heart. And he was burning to give the man. The man said, who are you? This is my name. He said, no, I know your name. What kind of a person are you? Nobody has ever done this thing to me in my life. To appreciate me. He said, enter my car, follow me. Took him to the house. He said, please, do whatever you were trying to do in the office. In the presence of his elder brother and sisters, he came. My friend said, I knew he wanted me to prove to them, to show them how to live life, because they were probably giving headaches. So I did it well. He said, and I knelt down. I said, sir, the Lord led me to sow this into your life as a form of honor. I honor whatever you stand for. He said it so well. He now told them, are you people seeing? I've been your brother for years. I've been pushing all of you, but nobody has ever appreciated me. You know how family can be. It's do more. It's just 10K he gave. He just gave to, some of you have said it. It's not like I'm saying something about you. You have said it about your... His wife has removed his mind from his family. Some of you here, you have said it. That your elder brother's wife has removed your brother's heart from the house. He doesn't care anymore. He doesn't care. The man has taken our elder sister's heart. Our elder sister cannot do anything for us again. Imagine the other day I said she should give me 20,000. She sent me only 5,000. Why? And when he was done, the man said, follow me again. Took him in the car. He said, I want to teach you something. Started teaching him about real estate. Took him, connected him. That young man today is flowing in millions. But like I said, years ago, the only thing he had was prayer. Only prayer. People have a lot of wonderful things. He had what? Prayer. You think prayer doesn't make sense, though? Till prayer happens to you. You know, many people think they are wasting time. Okay, what do you want to do not to waste time? Okay, don't waste your time in prayer. Use your time. What do you want to do now? You want to play PS5, hang out, go for some talk, for some walk, see that babe, have a date. Okay, you are using your time well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Am I saying there's no time, there should be no time for leisure? No. But when people think, Satan gives them this impression that they are wasting their time when they pray. You can never be wasting your time when you pray. You can never, you will never. We don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Holy Ghost helped that infirmity with what? Groanings. Groanings that words cannot express. This young man is here today. He does not even know. I don't think he heard that testimony, my younger brother. They told me one day that I received a burden from the Spirit, and I woke up in the night and started praying in the Holy Ghost. I was praying for him. He was still a child that time, still stubborn those days, very, very stubborn that time. We walking everywhere, playing everywhere. And they say they were kidnapping that time in the barracks, inside barracks. They kidnapped some children that day. And I was in the midnight, I was praying in tongues. I was just praying for him. I didn't know why I was praying for him. Until my mother called me and said, people are running to commando. They kidnapped some children. So we are running to go and check. Mike, please, be praying. I said, it's fine. I just knew it was fine because I prayed the whole night. I said, you will see him. They went and they found him there. Not everybody must understand you. Live a boring life. Enjoy it. See, the part of the spirit is quite lonely a lot of times. You are in a place only you understand. You'll be misunderstood a lot of times. Are you hearing me tonight? Very important. Don't be scared of being strange. Allow it flow. Tell somebody, allow it flow. Alabakashuvlahai. Leave, roof, roof, roof. When you allow it flow, strange things will be happening. They say your wife cannot deliver. You lay your hands on the stomach and command everything wrong to be right. In the name of Jesus, stomach, be right. Stop being left. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It is done. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They say your sister has this sickness. Mm-mm, she does not have it. Miracles become your daily bread. The Bible says, what did the Bible say about miracles? It says miracles are what? Children's bread. It says, for my God shall supply all. Did he say some? It says, all of your needs according to his word. When you go for glory, everything is there. Everything is in the glory. Everything is in the glory. That's why I always tell sometimes young preachers, I say, no matter how you stay with establishing doctrine, make sure you walk in the supernatural. The goal of sound doctrine is not to be living one akamu life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You must get into the supernatural, though. Don't be living one cold akamu. Mm-mm. Get into the supernatural and be comfortable there. Be comfortable being misunderstood. You want to just input the money, they thought, I can't do it. What happened? The Spirit spoke to you. I'm not putting it again. You are bold about your decision. You have, if you become emotional, you will lose the money. The Holy Ghost spoke to you. Don't do it. Nobody wants to put the money there. The Holy Ghost said, go and put it. Say, I want to put the money. is this guy mad? Paul was going, everything was clear. Nothing on the road. No proof that rain will fall. Nothing. They were going to is it Rome? And Paul said, I sense a whirlwind in the future. It will cause our ship to want, boat to want to capsize. But don't worry, I've spoken words in the future. Nothing will happen. And they said, no. The captain of the ship, he studied it 5 years in school, has master degree and PhD. He understands everything. Wind vane was there to vet and etc. He said, there is no trace from all our instruments and my study. I'm a PhD holder in this thing. There is no trace that anything like this will happen. And Paul said, it's not about trace. It has happened already. He said, I sensed it in my spirit. I sensed it in my spirit. Meaning Paul's eyes were not necessarily open to see it. He sensed it. Tell somebody to sense. To sense. Like he picked it in his spirit. That this one way prophet said they see you. When you hear a man of God say, I see. He's sensing. My spiritual father put it like this. Big eye, small ear. Small ear, big eye. There are some that see more than they hear. And there are some that hear more than they see. Then he said the discernment of spirit. That you could just sit down and just sense that this guy is a thief. From nowhere, the feeling just come. He said, no, I will not want to do business with you. And after a few moments, they capture that guy. He's a thief. My wife brought somebody to my office. I told you the story. She brought somebody to my office for nail business. That guy would have wrecked her life that season. Nice guy. Firstly, I had a problem. Why will a boy be doing nail business? That was my number one problem. But I said, Holy Ghost, help my heart. Maybe I'm thinking too much. That's normal. Why will you, boy, you say, go and play basketball, play football. Let them break your leg. You are coming to do this thing. No, you are not tough. And most of them, if you see them, they'll start behaving like women. Hi, you want to do your nail? So I had a problem with him. But Mama T said, no, it's normal. Some boys, you know, she grew in my tama, so she doesn't even understand this thing. We grew in ghetto. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, but I said, God, help me. Maybe I'm too local. You see, this barrack is affecting me now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Remove this barrack thing from my life. And when he entered the office, I wanted to accept him. He came. Good afternoon, sir. In fact, he arranged my collar. While we're talking, no, he was trying to get the good side of. Do you understand? We're talking normally. He says, sir, excuse me, sir, there's something on your school now, sir. Yes, sir. Logic says he's a nice guy. Spirit says you are entering one chance. I said, he's a nice guy, Mama T. You know those light talk. He's a nice guy. I think you guys will make, you make good money in the business. Good, great guy. So why are you people starting? All right, you can go. So Mama T was so excited, I agreed. When he closed the door, I said, Mama T, say, Pastor Simon, I think you are comfortable with him. I told you now. I said, yes, that guy will finish you. Say, Pastor Simon, what is it? Everything. I said, he will finish your business. I said, if I am a man of God, this night, God will happen to you in your vision of the night. You will see why this guy is fake. You know, when you are kissing the girl in relationship, talk to me, sirs. When you are kissing the girl in relationship, you can't prophesy like that. Oh. That mouth that I used to kiss, you can't say, if I'm a man of God, you'll see. It's not going to work. You'll be saying your lips is sexy. That's why I used to say this kissing in relationship. Some of you will be in a relationship, you'll be kissing each other. Say, we share, she's no carry belly, so no problem. You are not a Christian, oh. You are not a Christian. Are you listening to me? You'll not be Christian, oh. Say, we kiss, we'll not do anything else. You have done everything else. I know I say these things because we are young people. We are young people. In fact, some Christians live with each other. I was asking this morning and they said, somebody was telling me, sir, it's even very strong Christians that don't do it, oh. I said, only Christians don't live with each other. I said, oh, sir, it's even very, very strong Christians that don't do that, though. That regular Christians, they still live with each other. You want to marry the guy, you will tell your mommy, I'm going to Uche's house today. I'll spend the night there. Okay, greet him for me. Oh. Then when they complain, say it's old people talk. We are doing old people because you watch Oyinbo movie. We were local people. You understand what I'm trying to say? Oyinbo people, they used to. Some of these demonic practices they are doing. Are you not seeing their country? Aren't you seeing what is happening? It is proved that some of their practices are very, very wrong. Now 14 years will be acting movie and they'll be kissing. High school movie. I'm in love with him. 14 years. 14 years. High school movie. They are painting a picture of how life should be for these young people in secondary school. Before you know, the one that watch, you know, if you watch, remember that High School Musical? That's how some ladies enter relationship. But they were looking for their own in their school. Just that their own had big nose. The nose, you know, big nose. The ones they saw in the movie, the nose were cute. This one, big, fat, fat. Like, what kind of nose is this one now? And that night, she had a vision. Let me end. She said she saw the guy cutting people's finger. They say, arranged knee, he was cutting the knees. When blood started coming out, he started laughing. Like a vampire. She just stood up in the middle of the night. She now come, Pastor Simon, what did you truly see? You know, my wife is very funny. Admit it, she will first do like she... You know, when you were saying it, I was actually thinking that you actually are right. You are a prophet. I said, Mama T, what has happened? Let me not lie, I just dreamt. The other day again, she was in a vision of the night. A serpent rolled itself to hit her head. Hey! I. When the serpent waited to hit her on there, I just appeared. I'm not talking. It's her. I. If it's you, you're not married. No, I mean, I don't mean you. I'm just joking. She said the serpent appeared to hit her head. Then I just appeared from nowhere. My God. I arranged my shirt that day. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Rigo Fahai. Fahai. I said, I wouldn't suck there. I know myself. What did I do? Talk to me, man. I said,
hallelujah.
I said, spirit well. She said, sir, you now laid your hands on this serpent. I said, God, what happened to this serpent? What happened? Tell me what happened to serpentine spirit. When I laid my hands, she said, it dried immediately. I said, that's Prophet Simon. We're not coming body, we're not demonic. That's why I appeared and stopped serpentine spirit. We are not paving way for serpentine spirit to come. Are you getting on terms? Paul said, follow us as we follow Christ. We'll lay an example for you and tell you follow. You know, I was teaching some young men. I said, do you know what made me to still be preaching to you people now? I said, because I'm not ashamed. When I was growing up, if you look at me one kind of eye, I'll say, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you doing WW in your eye? What is that? I don't used to be ashamed of. My spiritual father told me, he said he ran away. He ran away from a problem before. He went to pray for a family. The lady lied that she is emergency. The mother thought it is happening to the family. The man called him when he went there. When he went there,
Nan discovered nobody's in the house. I said, I call your parents for the prayer. She said, nobody's in the house. She was not locking the door. Nobody's in the house. She was not locking the door. He said, Ina Kodane, what are you doing like this? She said, I've liked you for long, Nollywood. And I've been waiting for the right moment. And now that my parents are not around, I just want to show you how much I like you. He said he looked at his Christian life with God. See how far he has gone. And see how that it's going to end in one day. You see, he looked at the window. He said, God, if I perish, I perish. He just rushed. Those days, windows, you can open it and jump. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That window that you just open one side and open the other side. He just opened it. And when it opened, he just dived. He said he did not carry slippers. He was just running without slippers and going back home. He told me, Simon, that's how I flee from evil. The Bible says, flee away from what? Youthful lust. Run. 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 Are you telling me? You get what I'm trying to say? Run away. The Holy Spirit is leading me to talk around this for a moment. Because I think this generation are taking this for granted. They think we were old school generation. They used to call us once millennials, man. Then them, they are Gen Z. So we don't know, our eye never opened that time. We don't know life. These ones, they understand life. When they hug themselves, when you say, hey, give space for Jesus, they are like, stop those old things. How about, why would you not hug? What's there? You people, to the, they will not quote scripture. To the pure, all things are pure. So I am impure. All things are impure to me. Talk to me directly. They will not talk. Some will say, Habba, sir. Sir, no, we can't do that. I said, no problem. No problem. No problem. Those days they taught us give space for Jesus. That's why we are still preaching. You see a brother struggling with loss after church. Nobody knows because they don't need to write it on the head. You are struggling with loss. Then one sister is coming to give you full hug. Oh boy. And now I will say, bless you. Instead of you to give hand. When I was growing up, his hand. Not that I necessarily had problems. I grew too. But my father taught me a right hand of fellowship. That's what he used to call it. You just come close, you just receive. My in-laws, when I got, my wife told me that they are complaining that I don't used to hug. They'll come and in-law. So because I was used to it, it's not lost now, I was scared of it. It's that it has entered my blood that I'm seeing in-laws. At the time, how are you? Like my guy. When he hits my hand and hug me, I said, oh, actually, it's not bad to hug my in-law. But I grew for many years with what? Right hand of fellowship. You feel like a brother when I shake you. Hello, hi, how are you now? Good to see you. It's like old school, it helped. You can't be casual as a child of God. Don't be casual. Don't be casual. Don't be casual. One day I entered BSU, I saw one of my member. She held one boy on her head like this. I parked the car. I said, his. She thought somebody was calling her from car. She first did not answer. I said, when she just mistakenly turned and looked at me, I said, Jesus. I said, he's Lord. I said, why did you shout? Jesus? I said, no, sir. I was just shocked. I said, why did you shout? I said, no, sir. It's just my friend. I said, who asked you? Is this how you hold your friends in school? My glory carrier, the carry man for your head. Learn these things. Oh. As I'm talking, some people will be watching me and saying, I beg you, forget all those things. It doesn't matter like that. It's just being too serious. No problem. Leave me like that. Shebi, I've been preaching this gospel from 16. Nobody heard anything. These are the things. I know grace. I understand the grace gospel. Yet, I'm telling you this. There's a reason. Are you listening to me? very important. No matter whether two of you used to pray and see angels fall, boom, and say, hey, Peter. Yes, Lord.
How are you?
I'm fine. Whether you are praying and angels used to fall, ascend, and give you, you know, you used to do with angels. Don't be carrying sisters and be, and you now say you are studying scripture. That's the funniest lie. So the Bible said in the book of, yes. Especially when you are liking yourselves, you are studying scripture together in one room. The other thing Prophet Simon said the other day that touched my heart was that Prophet said, you know, Prophet is a wonderful preacher. I just wanted to give God praise for him. If you like be talking that one, don't be in a room with a lady. If I recall my name, fire will catch in that place because you are not supposed to be there. You know, one time we heard somebody was asking, is it today a question in church? Why are they too serious about this thing, glory carriers? In other places, they are not serious. Why can't a brother just visit his sister? What is there? How will we marry? How will we know who is our wife? No, that's what they take note of him. Are we not supposed to visit one another? What is even there? Okay, one man said, okay, if I'm going somewhere and my car broke on the road and sister so-so is living on, should I not sleep in the house? Now, I know some of you are saying, Pastor, answer that, I'm okay here. I was in Zaria many years ago. I went to do something there. When the service finished, the only person I knew, she's married now to a military officer. The only person I knew was this lady. And this lady, the way whatever situation caused it, was so in love with me. She was the one that picked my name when they were doing praying in the spirit and cut paper and put people's name. She picked my name that was her husband. And she was the only one in that place, in that university, that I knew. Somebody said, what did you now do, Pastor? It was over 1 a.m. I didn't know anybody in that place. I called her. She said, so Pastor, you sleep in the tent with Pastor Godipa. I called her. I said, I am in your place, so I don't know anybody. She said, come to my house, just come. The director gave me a bike, I got to the front. When I just got to the house, I said, okay, so I'm here now. So where can I sleep? She said, please come inside, I live alone. I said, do you have any male friend I can stay with? She said, not really, but I have some people in my fellowship. I said, okay. But they don't know you. I said, go and knock. They know you are. They have vowed for me that I'm your friend. You know me. I was the one teaching her what to do. She now went and knocked. The boy's name is Kayende. He opened. Says he's my friend. He wants to speak. Okay, no problem. My guy, have fun now. Come inside. Just sleep. Simple. I did not disturb his bed. I just cover, bend myself in one look like that. He was giving me bed to even sleep on. Very kind guy. Say, Pastor Simon, that would have been a situationship. Somebody madly in love and we are alone in the house. Tell me, how will serpentine spirit not prevail? And some people say, no, I know who I am. I know who I am. Even if I sleep in the house, nothing will happen. Leko shapa. Enos kofai. Leros kafaya fire. Fire! Without tababada. No issue. Me, I don't know who I am. That's why I ran away. And honestly speaking, logically, if you ask me, Simon, will you do that day? I wouldn't do it. I don't believe it will happen. But the Bible told me to what? Flee from what? Youthful love. I should run. That's what the Bible said. For God to tell me to run, I don't need to know what will happen if I stay. Let me run. Nothing beats God's wisdom. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What that she's Sister Rose, you are calling yourself Brother Johnson, she said, run away. Don't be creating situations where your body will be coming a body. You are coming a body. Why? Friction is happening. Talking every day, you will not fall in love. You didn't want love. Talk with anybody for 1 month and see. We can pick random people here. I will say, Sonny, start talking with Vivian for 1 month. If they don't fall in love, I'm not a prophet. just be talking consistently, video call, they will fall in love. I know in their mind they will say, no, I rebuke you to the name. I will not. I know who I am. Try it and see. Don't try it all. It happens. Some of you, when you fell in love and now stopped the relationship, you now, when you see the guy now that you have sense in Christ, you now be asking yourself, how I take even the entire relationship with this guy? It's the talk. You were very close with the person. I know some people have asked themselves, how, what thing they did something in life? Where I see, hi, I don't suffer. I've been in a relationship with this guy for 2 years. If they hear me, oh. But now that you've known Jesus and understood life, you can't even imagine yourself. In this place, in my office, I know how many times ladies have come and said they want to leave a relationship. I know several times. Pastor, I can't feel, I don't feel it. I'm a born again with what happens and etc. I don't think I can continue in this relationship. Many times. Those days, I'll be emotional and tell them, car, it's not easy. Be praying about it. We'll see what Jesus will do. But now, my heart has struggled. Pastor, sir, it's not the right relationship. Rubbish is happening in the relationship. Ah, dear sister, you're going to cry for like 3 days alone. Pata pata, 3 days, you don't finish. Break up. If I don't do it, I'm a fool. I'm not a man of God. I'm a fool. And I'm talking to some of you here today. If you're in a wrong relationship, situationship, relationship, especially for ladies, you are the one that will lose more. Run away from it. Kunajinako, run away from it. Now you are 16 or 17. One boy will be toasting you that he loves you. 18, he'll be toasting you. He loves you. And the boy is not lying. He thinks he loves you. He doesn't know that he doesn't love you. Have you not been in a relationship before? You thought you loved the lady, isn't it? Are you in a relationship with her now? Have you not been in a relationship before? You enter another one again. You enter another one again. Talk to me, sir. I'm just testing something. So like three. Did you enter a fourth one? Now, whatever. He was sure he loved them, but his relationship less now. Last time I checked Aaron, he no get babe. Meaning Aaron felt like he loved four of them. The first one he was sure. Boom, I love you. The second one, I love you. The third one, I love you past everyone I've loved before. The fourth one, now you be the one I truly love. They joke with this love thing. Didn't you hear what Peter, those P-square. I love you past my mama. You believe those kind of things. You believe that gender. I love you. Yeah, a man say, I love you past my mama. You still love the man. You are in trouble. He too fine past. He even looked at his mama. You fine past my mama. You should know that's a player. It's a joke. I tell you, most men who think they love women don't love them. That's why I'm warning some of you now. These men that are toasting some of you in this church now, they think they love you. They don't love you. A time will come that the scales will fall. They will not realize they don't love you. That's why you should help yourself. Don't stir up love until it's so desired. If you stir up love, it will burn you like fire. You will see yourself in love with somebody that does not have sense. And you can't help it. Don't stir up love. It's like a machine. You see it, you fall in love with somebody that's senior you. I'm telling you, people have fallen in love with their senior before. Isn't it? A guy sees a lady that is bigger than him, he says, I love you, ma. Because the love has been stirred. It's just flowing in any direction. A lady will say, oh my God. The one that hit me so much was a lady that told me she loved a married man. He was married for years. She did not know they were dating. When she found out, I said, now that you have found out, just forget him. She said, that's the point. That's why I came. I said, okay, you came to forget him, right? We're just going to... She said, no, sir. I said, I don't understand. What? Talk to me. What is the problem? She said, I can't do without him. I said, I thought you just told me you don't marry. She said, yes, sir, but I love him, sir. So they cried. I wanted to say, stop that thing you're doing. But if I did like that, I'd be foolish because she trusted me with the information. So I said, I found myself doing something I would have never believed in my life I'll do. I was consoling the lady. It's okay. He deceived you. He deceived you. In my heart, I said, what am I doing? God, this is not Prophet Simon. I said, this pastor work is not easy. Oh, God. The real me would have told this lady, stop this thing again. Stop this. Stop this rubbish. It didn't worry you. But I had to console her. It's not easy. He actually deceived you. He made you fall in love. Oh my God, man, man. At the end, I said, you will leave him, ba. Sister, I will try. I said, you don't try now. Go and leave him. He don't marry. And I said, what do you think will happen? She said, he promised he will leave his wife. I said, what do you talk? Sister, but I love him. Her. Because she has tear up love. He has deceived her over the years. I watched one video before coming to church. They just did introduction for the lady 2 weeks ago. But the man has been married for 4 years. He did introduction 2 weeks ago. You see, men and football. That's why men love football. They can dribble. A young man called me in church and said, sir, after 15 years, we found out our father has other children. I said, where? He called another city in Nigeria. He said, sir, he always used to travel there for business. I said, now we have seen the business. Oh my God. He said, what do I do? I said, there is nothing. Love your brothers. God has added to you people. Are you the first boy? He said, yes, sir. Love them as Christ loved you. Love them that are your blood. Are you hearing me? What your father did is not nice, but they are your blood. Sister, so I will just start. I say, yes, you will have to start. And God will not be happy if you don't start. Am I advising that thing is right? But now that you have found that your father has many children, what do? You love them. For that lady now, 2 weeks introduction. 4 years anniversary, she coincidentally saw him and his wife celebrating it. She said, God. These are the gender you want to start relationship without the Holy Spirit. They just say, I love you. You might receive. You need Holy Ghost fire to catch this man. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What did I say? Holy Ghost! You need it to catch this man. You see how they look? They look. If they are not born again, I would have not trusted any of them here. They don't used to talk. They just... They are playing football in their head. Mathematics, calculus. Everywhere at the same time. Neutral. You know what they call neutral in football? They are playing for everybody. You need the Holy Ghost. A good example was Peter. He said, Master, I love you. I love you, Master. I love you. Jesus said, hey. Before the cock will crow. 3 times. Before money, you don't deny me. Stop this thing. Before early morning, one small boy came and said, hey, Uncle Peter. I said, who is Uncle Peter? Nobody knows me yet. I used to show my mommy you anytime you are walking with Jesus. Is you I wouldn't like when I see you people together. Is you now? Mommy, see that uncle? I used to say, hey, stop that thing. What are you talking about? Said, you know these children? They don't know what they are saying sometimes. The boy now shouts, it's a lie, mommy. I know him. It's Uncle Peter. Is your name not Peter? Who told you my name is Peter? Stop that. That's the same Peter. They say, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gate of hell will not prevail. The third time, when Peter shouted for that boy, don't joke with me. Change it for you. Jesus just raised his head. My God. The Bible says Peter could not bear it. He ran away. Looked for a place and cried. He cried. But you see, let me end with this part of the message. Peter denied Jesus. Elijah got fed up. He didn't want to go again because of a woman, Jezebel. Do you know when Jeremiah said, Lord, kill me? Moses said the same thing. Kill me, Lord. But all of them were great men that God used in scriptures. So I want to end with this. You may feel so weak and etc. The Bible said something about Elijah. He was a man of like passion like me and you. But he caused the heavens to be closed. You know what that means? No matter the weaknesses you had yet in your life, let it not stop the power of God that can find possibility, expression, I mean, through your life yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Forget the past. Let's talk about the future. Are you people here? Forget about all the mistakes. God can start something now. Somebody say now. With your life, something powerful that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, that has not entered into the heart of man. Forget the past. Tell somebody, forget the past. Forget the mistake. Tell somebody, forget the mistake. Forget everything that has happened. That thing that has happened is nothing compared to what God can do in your life. Prophet Kubus will always say, with God, it is always a new beginning. He needs nothing from your past to make your future wonderful. Now, I'm speaking to a generation that will cause the blind to see. I'm speaking to a generation that will cause the deaf to hear. I'm speaking to a generation that will cleanse the lepers. A generation that will witness the miraculous power of God, purity, kingdom like never before yet. I'm talking about a generation that will call out without hands. I want that thing to enter and absorb it in the spirit. Absorb it. A generation that will call out without hands, like it happened in Azusa Street Revival. My goodness, my goodness. A generation with such spirit of faith, such intense spirit of faith, such intense spirit of faith happening to their generation like never before. Happening to their generation. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. My eyes just opened in the spirit, and I truly don't know why this came into my heart. But I've seen the Lord praying, touching someone who is trusting God for, I don't know if it's herself or somebody in the family, female, to be healed of HIV AIDS. I just saw it immediately. We started praying. If you are that person, I want you to be in faith right now. Right now. It just popped out in my spirit. I see like a brush in the spirit and the Lord doing cleansing with that brush. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You are the Lamb upon the throne. And on to you. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Are you that generation tired of activities? You want to see real power, real demonstration of the Holy Ghost? Paso katabalatia kapalotokoponya. I hear the Holy Ghost say, let me finish. Allow me finish. I'm seeing a building in the spirit, built to lintel level. He said, allow me finish this thing I've started. Allow me finish. I hear these words in my spirit. Allow the Holy Ghost finish. Allow him to do the final touches. I. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, and none to you. I lift my voice. You are blessed upon. Woo. You're the Lamb upon. You're the Lamb upon. I can feel the power of the Holy Ghost. For you are glorious. Woo. And mighty to be praised. I can feel the power. Pato kata pata katia kapu. Mante kapata liya kabarakoya. People entering the street with fire. Men entering the street with fire. Makatala takapaya kapaya. The Lord is showing that holy passion again.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.